Now I would like to introduce Frank Orłowski from DKIX. He will tell us about DKIX and activities which are being done there.
Thank you. Oops. Good morning. Wow, Alida. I see a lot of very tired faces in here. First, thanks for having me. Thanks for the invitation to give a little talk during our peering session at PLNOC2. My name is Frank Orłowski. I'm head of marketing and sales at DKIX. However, I'll try not to make this a marketing and sales only talk. I guess some of you also watched our presentation yesterday, where Arnold actually gave a lot of background information on our topology. So I'll not go into details regarding the topology too much. All right. Some basic information about DKIX. We're the largest internet exchange in Germany. Based on peak throughput, we're pretty confident that we're the second largest internet exchange in the world. We're headquartered in Frankfurt. Our service is available in 11 different data center sites across Frankfurt. Our main service is so-called the public peering service, one big VLAN distributed throughout the city where carriers connect. At this point, we have around 300 different ISPs connected to our platform from well over 30 different countries. What's behind DKIX from a legal perspective? DKIX is a for-profit company, and we try to run it as a for-profit company. We invested a lot in sales and marketing over the last 3 years because we really want to add value to the service that we do provide to our customers. So adding more networks is crucial. However, we are 100% subsidiary of Europe's largest internet industry association called ECO. ECO is involved in lobbying, anti-spam activities, legal support for the providers. So they support pretty much every company that's doing business with or in the internet, and pretty much all of the DKIX customers are also members of the ECO Association. That means we're indirectly kind of owned by our customer base. Why Frankfurt? Frankfurt is Germany's second largest urban area, so it has a population of well over 5 million. It's the financial, logistic, and telecommunications capital of Germany. We do have a lot of data center operators in town. We have well over 200,000 square meters of data center space in Frankfurt. We have a lot of dark fiber providers, so both co-location and connectivity is pretty affordable, and there's still capacity left, and there's still data center space left, which we think is good news, and that's probably an advantage Frankfurt has over over other European cities. Frankfurt is the biggest hub for voice and IP traffic in Central Europe. Some of the site operators we are working with have over 350 ISPs and carriers connected in their sites. We're called the German Internet Exchange. So the big blue piece you see on the right-hand side, these are our customers from Germany. So we have around 130 customers from Germany. What's even more interesting is probably the left piece that's growing quickly. So the green part, that's rest of Europe, and the red part, that's Eastern Europe. And as you can easily see on the next slide, it's in red here, the Eastern European carriers and ISPs that connect to DKIX in Frankfurt, they're really driving our business. So if you look at that slide, you can see that we're almost connected. I'm not sure if that slide is really correct. I have in mind that we connected 62 ISPs in 2008. Again, most of them are actually from Eastern Europe. They're also German providers in that right pillar. But you can also see, and that's pretty interesting, the blue piece. So we haven't seen too many providers from North America coming across the big pond in 2004 to 2006. Though this changed in 2007 and also in 2008, we saw more US carriers which actually moved their network eastwards and connected to DKIX in Frankfurt. We also connected customers from countries where we didn't serve any customers in the past. So we added Qatar Telecom from Doha, we added Telecom Malaysia, it is a lot from the UAE, so we're becoming more and more international. Traffic rose, you can see traffic went up to, in the peak, to around 680 gigabits at the end of 2008. Then, and you've also seen that on the M6 slide, traffic dropped for Christmas and is now slowly coming back. So I guess at this point we are well over 500 gigabit again. Quick look at our topology. So again, Arnold told you more details about the topology yesterday. What you see on the left and on the right-hand side, these are the access switches where we only connect customers. And in the center, you do see the two switches. These are the two core switches. One core switch is the production core switch. The one on the bottom is the hot standby core switch. So why do we have that topology? DKIX is not about fancy features. DKIX is about reliability and throughput. This is what we really care about. So when we started deploying this new topology in 2008, again, robustness was a key criteria. So we found a pretty good hardware vendor called Force 10 Networks. They're in the business of producing high-end switches. So currently we have 9 Force 10 E1200 switches in service. So in this picture, I guess you only see 8. Every box can handle up to 56 line rate 10 gig ports. However, we just ordered new boxes for the core because we already outgrew that core topology. Means we'll add Foundry MLX 32 switches to the core, and it's actually relatively easy to do that, and this will not have any impact on our customers. But what we can do with that topology, using optical fiber switches, we can failover within milliseconds from the production core switch to the hot standby core switch, which really gives us the advantage to easily upgrade that core topology, and we're relatively confident that this will be our topology for the coming years. We do have 4 sites where we physically have our equipment located. From there, we run dark fibers to other data centers on the same campus. So again, it's total number of sites is 11. We started actually off with the sites in the eastern part of town. Originally, we only had DKIX 1, then we added DKIX 2, and over the last couple of years, we added data centers also in the western part of town, DKIX 3 and DKIX 4. So for customers that also want to have a nice geographic redundancy, we think that's a pretty good setup. Let's have a quick look at the port development at DKIX. You see the green line on the bottom. Yes, we still have fast E customers. Many of them aren't really fast E customers, but they have physically a gigabit port that's rate limited. So once they're ready to order a gig port, all we do is just remove the rate limit. We're also thinking about introducing a very cost-efficient 200 megabit product to make it easier for smaller ISPs, especially for those ISPs coming out of emerging markets, to connect to DKIX. On the very top, you see the blue line. This is the development of gigabit ports. Yes, we're still adding gig ports, but what you also see in that blue line, we do have a lot of customers which actually upgraded from multiple gigabit connections to 10 gigabit connections. So at this point, we do have something in the neighborhood of 170 to 180 customer-facing 10 gigabit ports, plus I would say maybe another 100, 150 10 gig ports in the core. I'm looking at our CTO. Does that sound about right? So total number of 10 gig ports on the platform should be, I guess, over 300 at this point. And this is really growing, and we have the first customers that build like double 40 gig channels into different sites to exchange traffic. So that's a little scary, but again, with that new topology, we're confident that we'll be able to handle the growth until 100 gig will be available in hopefully 3 or 4 years. Recent developments, we hired additional staff. We ordered new hardware to further scale the infrastructure. So the total number of switches will grow to 11. If I look back, when I started with DKIX, not even 3 years ago, we just had 3 Cisco boxes, 3 Cisco 6509s, and Now we have 11 high-end boxes, so it's really a bit of a development that we've seen over the last 3 years. But we're not only about operating and marketing a platform for peering. We also facilitate the social network and the business networking between all the ISPs and the carriers out there in the market. So DKIX does 20 to 30 events per year, means we're co-hosting, we're sponsoring events. The next upcoming event for our customers, it's a joint event with some other internet exchanges, is the Global Peering Forum 4 in the Dominican Republic. We'll be supporting the German Web Hosting Days, the German IPv6 Congress is hosted by DKIX, and we're also one of the co-hosts, together with our friends from M6 and Lynx and NetNot, EPF4 in Copenhagen, Denmark. But you'll also find us at many capacity conferences in Eastern Europe, and it's our pleasure to support PLNOC2. For us, it's really essential to meet our customers and other providers face-to-face, talk to them, get a better understanding of what their needs really are. And so we've started doing customer roundtable meetings in dinners. We started with that in December in Moscow, where we invited around 20 carriers. We did that the day before yesterday with a couple of customers, which was really nice as well. So again, communication with our customers and supporting the communication between the peers, this is a pretty essential task for us as well. That's pretty much it from my side. Thanks for listening. If you've got any questions, my colleagues, Anja Spierling, Arnold Nippe, and myself, we'll be around for the rest of the day. Do not hesitate to ask us, stop by at our little booth, and we'd be happy to talk peering with you. Thank you.